Our logo! Holy crap!
What?
That's the Texas Sports Medicine logo.
How'd it get there? We're on,
because it's the Swiss they're about to play, that's why.
I have a problem with that.
With the country of Switzerland? I think they may have a problem with you.
That's the Texas Sports Medicine logo on TV.
I get it.
It just happens to coincide with the country of Switzerland.
Yeah, when that guy walked in, dude, I immediately was like, who is that?
Gareth Bale.
I didn't know who he was.
To the stadium.
Oh, what? My goodness.
Brad and I covered a game.
All right, I got something quick before the golf guys.
Yeah.
Welcome back to Inside Sports Medicine, by the way. Scott Blumenthal, Brad Ballard, Tarek Soriel.
So for those of you regular listeners, you know I've been kind of harping on this balance of nature stuff, which is the crushed up vegetables and fruit pills to make you feel better. There is a new one. I saw a commercial with, if you're old enough to remember, Pat Boone. And he is selling something called Relief Factor. And Relief Factor, like, cures back pain, neck pain, shoulder arthritis, everything.
Whatever ails you.
Right. The key ingredients are turmeric, resveratrol, which is what's in red wine, Icarin, which I've never heard of, and fish oil.
And so it's natural supplement.
It's, but they cure-out it as like a medicine. I took this and it cured my problem.
Don't again, a lot of people wait.
Fish oil is good. Fish oil is good for cholesterol.
I'm about ready to throw a flag
on you.
Mm.
Okay.
Isn't turmeric widely accepted as a natural anti-inflammatory?
Kinda.
I think so.
But they're not.
I think Scott's issue is that they're touting it as a medication.
Well, it fixes everything.
People will think it's a medication you can get over the counter where it's
a cure-all.
Just like you said, it's a supplement. So, some people take fish oil. Cool.
So right. Just
this
like,
is like packaged together, and you know it's more expensive than generic fish oil and generic turmeric.
So you could
drink red wine.
Right. Drink some red wine, take some generic turmeric, some generic fish oil, and it's probably a lot less expensive than that Pat Boone stuff.
So, and I'm going to circle back to that because I agree with what you said. We were talking earlier about PRP in the last segment. It's not a cure-all. PRP works great, but it depends on what you use it for.
Right. And
so anytime somebody is trying to sell something that cures everything,
well, it's like
I have a problem with
total that. Body, yeah, PRP, total body PRP, like you said. I'm sure insurance doesn't cover that, so you write a check or put a credit card down for total body with something that's totally junk science.
Yeah.
I got to use that term twice this show. Junk science.
Ted Lasso.
Oh, dude. Fantastic
five bucks if I use those two words in a sentence.
Yes.
The inside joke. You guys would know what I'm talking about if you've seen Ted Lasso.
Oh my goodness.
I can't wait for the next season.
It's soccer. It's fun. All right. So we're wrapping up 801. Awfully hard to believe that we've been doing this for 20 years. Do the golf guys want to talk to us?
You guys be quiet. Yeah, come on here. How are you, boys?
We're good.
Did anybody ask John Rahm if he's going to get a vaccine now? Yeah.
Did anybody ask John Rahm if he's going to get a vaccine?
I don't know. What I don't understand is why did he get one when he has a newborn baby?
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yes.
It's been, 2 months?
Yeah, right around the Masters. Right.
I would have definitely not been coming home at that point without being vaccinated. Your wife's pregnant, 8 months pregnant.
With all the exposure.
Here's the crazy thing. So here's the other exposure. I don't think volunteers at PGA Tour events have to be vaccinated, which I think is crazy.
I agree with you.
I don't know. I'm not sure.
Well, I bet Mr. Drago can tell us that.
I wonder if they have to be tested.
They have to be tested, and they test negative in order to work there.
Wait a minute. But Rahm was tested every day.
So he got tested. So we talked about this almost in the very first segment.
And he didn't get tested positive till Friday.
Mm-hmm. Right.
He was
Saturday. So he was exposed to a person with a known COVID. And
on Monday,
because
on that Monday of that week,
because of tracings, the protocol was he has to be tested every day. And right. The first two or three days he tested negative, and then he tested positive, and a repeat test was positive.
He was also, real quick, guys, he was also given the option of sitting out the tournament. The PGA Tour said, you're in protocol now. You can sit out, or you can play and be tested every day, and if you test positive, you're going to get yanked. He chose to go ahead and play.
So I wonder if Colin Morikawa and Scottie Scheffler were tested as well once they realized they were playing with him.
If they hadn't been vaccinated, they would have had to have been tested with contact tracing.
Yeah, the contact tracing.
Okay, this is not
protocol.
A political.
So, okay.
This is not a political statement at all.
No.
This is just health statement. What's the issue? Because I'm going back. I saw a great tweet, and it said, if we had the same mindset today or back in 1957, 59 as we have today, polio would still be here.
True, true, and true.
Everybody got vaccinated.
Right.
So I don't understand the reluctance.
Politics.
And people are politicizing it. I don't get right. it.
Yeah,
and,
I don't know. I don't get it either.
There
protect
wasn't a 24/7
field,
news cycle. There wasn't, you know, 10 different politically biased news channels on the cable.
So I'm clearly the oldest person in the room and definitely counting you guys on the phone, clearly.
I remember in grade school
us lining up to get our vaccine in our shoulder. I'll never forget it. I was at third grade or something like that. And
everybody has a scar, too.
Exactly. It wasn't at a doctor's office. It was at school.
Right.
It was.
I remember that. Something we did with a sugar cube.
Yeah, that was it. That was it.
Yeah.
So they lined everybody up, and you go to the front of the line, and they put some drops in your tongue or something.
And there were no parent groups protesting and saying, you know, that's taking our family's decision out of our hands. It was just public health.
I don't even remember if I had to bring a note that says it's okay.
It was just done.
It was just done.
I don't get it.
By the way, Conrad Schindler, our pal, said all volunteers are tested for every event.
Yeah.
Every day? Mm-hmm.
No, we knew they're tested.
Tournament.
That's a good question.
That's the thing. I mean, who knows what they're doing at night if they're getting... exposed to somebody else.
Let me ask you a golf question. So there's some tournaments now where they're allowing fans.
All of them.
Exactly. Are the fans tested?
No.
I remember.
You can't test that many people.
If I remember, I think they were temperature testing them.
Oh my
they
God!
Did not,
which they did not.
That's a waste. That was a waste at the beginning, and it's a waste now.
But having said
that, it's an outdoor sport. So if the fans are not tested, they're behind the ropes. They might be close to each other
exposed.
And infect each other, but they're not going to infect a player inside the ropes.
It's still a lot of people. I mean, there was a couple events where there were a lot of people. I don't understand why we aren't making every athlete vaccinate.
We talked about that earlier, and you're right. We share your concern as well. And in fact, Jacob was saying that, and this was just his personal, does not reflect any stance.
It's
by
not politicized.
The station.
It should
right,
not be
right.
politicized.
Like, no. He said, "Look, if you're a part of a team sport and you're not vaccinated and you have to sit out for a certain amount of time because of exposure, it's on you. You're hurting your team."
Well, did you see also what was it at the PGA where the fans kind of followed the last group and they? I remember Brooks Koepka said that somebody knocked into his knee. I mean, I don't know how.
Yes.
I don't know why they let the fans get that close. You know, it was the PGA, wasn't it?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was the PGA of championship. Last hole with Mickelson.
Yeah, that
everyone went crazy.
That wasn't smart.
So we heard, and I'm going to ask you guys this question, and then we'll check out. I heard that this was a $3 million mistake for Rahm. Is that about right, or could have been more?
The fact why that three?
So the
winning prize is $1.6 million.
Right. It was $1.6 million for the winning prize, plus endorsements, and I think if there are certain endorsement contracts that if you win a tournament,
you get
bonuses. So
yes,
the number I heard was $3 million.
It was a Golf Channel commentator who gave me that number.
Oh, well, there you have it.
Probably makes sense, and it's something at his level because they get big money for winning a major, they get big money for winning a lesser, but still good for winning a tournament.
And that's probably a higher level tournament than just regular weekly events.
Oh, yeah. Everybody wants to play the Memorial.
That's a huge one. Yeah, I just don't understand it. And bottom line is, even if you get it again or whatever, it's supposed to be less severe, right? Isn't that the whole idea?
Yep.
Didn't the tour come out and say 60% of the players have been vaccinated?
Yeah, you'd be surprised that it's not more.
Pretty low.
You'd be really surprised.
And a local guy, I won't say who it is, said, I'm still contemplating. I'm not completely convinced that this is right to get vaccinated.
Yeah. Yeah, I know.
What the hell?
It's hard to argue with that. It really is. It's hard to argue with that. You just need to know the science. You just need to know the science. And
my response would be ask your doctor if he thinks you should.
Yep.
You know, the interesting thing is, and I guess it's a little bit more serious than the flu, but if we can walk around with the flu right now and can still, if John Ron had the flu, he could still play.
Right.
Michael Jordan had the flu and 23 years ago and could still play. You know, it's one thing right now. And
here's a what if, doctors. So I'm always amazed when I see a doctor smoke.
Oh, I know. Yeah.
They're still out there. So I wonder how many doctors have not been vaccinated.
8%. We already know that.
8?
Yeah, 8%.
Yeah, greater than
90. That's still crazy.
It is crazy, but
what are they worried about?
Well, but what I heard is that they're breastfeeding moms, or they're trying to get pregnant, or they are pregnant, and they're not sure exactly how the vaccine's going to affect the fetus or the infant. So I get that. I get that. So, 8% doesn't surprise me.
What happens if you have COVID and you're pregnant?
Great point.
What's worse?
Well, you just stay home. You just stay home. You don't go outdoors. You don't get COVID.
Okay, I have one for you because it came up. Is it more disturbing to you that a doctor smokes or your insurance agent smokes? Because my life insurance agent smoked and I fired him. It's like, why am I dealing with this guy and he's smoking?
I never gave that much thought, but that is disturbing. All right, guys, we got to sign off.
Cheers.
Thank you. So on behalf of all of us here on Inside Sports Medicine, don't forget you can come see us at Texas Sports Medicine or go see Scott at
the Center for Disc Replacement.
And we are really good about answering emails, both of our websites. There's an Ask Doc icon. Until next week, on behalf of all of us here on Inside Sports Medicine and those at the ticket, until then,
tell your friends.